Welcome. It's great to be diving into a topic you clearly find fascinating, the ever-evolving world of reading in our digital age.
It's certainly a dynamic field. The research you provided, My Reading Life Towards Utilizing Eye Tracking on Unmodified Tablets and Phones, by Kunze and his colleagues, offers a fascinating look at the future of understanding our reading habits.
And based on the sources you shared, you're curious not just about what we read, but how technology might be changing how we interact with text. And this research seems to offer a unique perspective on just that.
It does. This paper goes beyond simply, counting pages or measuring time spent reading. These researchers are proposing an application, My Reading Life, which aims to capture a much more, you could say, nuanced picture of our reading behaviors.
That's intriguing. Could you elaborate on what this My Reading Life application is trying to achieve? What sets it apart from, let's say, just a simple e-reader or reading tracker?
Imagine, if you will, an application that not only tracks what you read, but also tries to gauge your level of engagement with the material. That's really the core of My Reading Life. It draws articles from a Read Later service, and then as you engage with the text, it monitors various metrics.
Metrics such as reading speed, perhaps. I would assume that's a given for, any application trying to quantify reading habits.
Reading speed is certainly, yes, that's one data point. However, this application aims to delve a bit deeper. Think about the genre of articles that you gravitate towards, or even the environment where you tend to read. My Reading Life, it tracks these factors as well, and it even explores the potential of eye tracking and head angle detection to provide, an even more detailed understanding of how we engage with what we read.
Eye tracking on everyday devices, on unmodified tablets and phones, that's ambitious. The research paper did allude to some significant technical challenges in implementing that kind of technology.
Quite right. Achieving accurate eye tracking outside of, let's say, controlled laboratory settings, it poses considerable difficulty. Factors such as lighting variations, user positioning, even just the angle at which the device is held, can all have an impact on the accuracy of the eye tracking data.
So reading, let's say, on a crowded train during a commute, with fluctuating light and movement, that would probably throw things off.
Precisely. And the researchers, they did encounter such obstacles, referring to calibration problems and faulty detections. However, there was a glimmer of hope. Even amidst these technical challenges, they did observe distinct eye movement patterns in individuals actively engaged in reading.
Fascinating. So even if the technology isn't perfect yet, it does suggest there is a potential to identify when someone is genuinely immersed in reading, as opposed to, say, casually scrolling through social media. Is that what the researchers posit?
They do. The distinct eye movement patterns observed, even with the imperfect calibration, suggests that future advancements in reading detection technology might accurately differentiate between active reading and more passive forms of content consumption.
That raises a lot of questions about how this technology could be applied. Let's transition from the technical aspects to those broader implications. The prospect of technology accurately, discerning between someone actively reading versus someone who's just passively scrolling, that's quite a concept. But let's delve into what this could mean beyond just the technical side. What wider implications might this technology hold?
The potential ramifications are certainly far-reaching. Imagine a future where our engagement with the written word, often considered quite a private act, leaves a quantifiable digital footprint. This has profound consequences for fields as diverse as, even just education and accessibility.
In an educational setting, I can see this technology, being quite transformative.
Yeah.
Imagine educators having the ability to track not just whether a student opened a book, but whether they actually, connected with the material.
Precisely. Envision a classroom where educators can identify students who are struggling to grasp a concept based on their eye movement patterns. And that allows for, personalized interventions tailored to their specific needs. It could revolutionize how we approach learning, how we address individual challenges. The possibilities are, they're vast.
And for individuals with learning differences, the implications could be, they could be groundbreaking.
Indeed. By analyzing those reading patterns, we could potentially personalize learning materials and learning strategies to accommodate diverse learning styles, making education more inclusive and ultimately more effective.
And while the potential benefits are, they're undeniable, it is important, I think, to consider any potential downsides. As with any emerging technology, especially one that deals with something as personal as reading, there are bound to be well, there are bound to be concerns.
You raise a valid point. The prospect of quantifying our reading habits in such detail, it inevitably raises questions about privacy and security, of course. Where is this information being stored and who has access to it? These are crucial considerations and ones that really do warrant careful scrutiny.
It also prompts us, I think, to reflect on the nature of reading itself. Mm. Does possessing such granular data about, you know, our reading speed or comprehension, does it actually enhance our enjoyment of a book? Or could it detract from the experience? I know I've often found real joy in simply getting lost in a captivating narrative without overanalyzing every pause or every reread.
It's an intriguing paradox, isn't it? On one hand, you could say this data has the potential to empower us to become more informed, more efficient readers. We could identify our strengths and our weaknesses, you know, the areas where we excel and the areas where we might need to focus our efforts a little more.
Yet there is, I think, an undeniable magic to becoming fully immersed in a good story, a captivating narrative, to be swept away by the story without the distraction of, you know, metrics and analysis.
Absolutely. It begs the question, doesn't it? Does meticulously measuring our reading experience ultimately enhance or detract from the very essence of what makes reading so uniquely human, that ability to connect with ideas, with emotions, with stories on such a deeply personal level?
This research by Kunze and his team, it doesn't offer any, you know, easy answers, but it certainly does provide, I think, some very much needed food for thought as we venture further into this uncharted territory of quantified reading. What are your final thoughts on this research? And particularly, I think, for our listener who specifically requested this deep dive, as we come to the close of our exploration, I'm curious, what key takeaway do you hope our listener ponders after examining this research?
The critical point here is recognizing that reading, it isn't static. Technology is, it's undeniably shaping how we consume and how we engage with the written word. This research, I think, it encourages us to consider not only the tools at our disposal, but the potential implications, both positive and negative, of their application.
It really does underscore that these advancements often necessitate, a delicate balance. In this case, we're looking at, at harnessing technology to better understand this very human act of reading, while also preserving, the joy, the wonder, that inherent human experience of becoming lost in a good book or even, a thought-provoking article.
Indeed. As we progress, I think the question isn't simply how can we measure reading, but how we can utilize these measurements to cultivate a deeper appreciation for the written word and its profound impact on our lives.
Hey, a compelling thought to conclude on. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive into the future of reading. Until next time.